Hey everyone, Chance Ganem here, and I have a message of salvation coming out of this book right here, the Holy Bible. And I want you guys to understand this because while I hold this Bible in my hand, there's a lot of things that I did not understand, even though I had heard of the Bible my entire life, even though I had heard of Jesus Christ my entire life. And for those of you, if you have not met Jesus Christ yet, I really want you guys to give this a listen. I'll do my best to keep this short and sweet. I know your time is valuable, but I have a message of good news that you need to hear. So let me just start off by saying, when it comes to Jesus Christ, a lot of people don't quite understand. They're like, why are these Christians so, why do they follow Jesus so close? Why do they believe in Jesus so much? And it's because most Christians understand that we can't do this on our own. Really, all Christians understand we can't do this on our own. Because if you live in this world, you are going to be a slave to sin. And this is something where a lot of people want to turn off the video right now. And I understand that because it's not a pretty thing to be told that you are a slave to your sin. But if we're honest with ourselves and if we look at our life, there are many places where we are slaves to our sin. There are many places where we can look at our life and say, okay, I am doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing things that are not good for me, they're not good for my family, they're not good for the people around me, they're not good for my country. And we are doing things in our life that are pulling us down because the world is controlled by the evil one. The world is controlled by the devil. And if you are living in the world, you are then going to be living as having the devil as your father, where you are going to follow in his footsteps. You're going to follow in his ways. And here's the truth. You can't get out of it. You cannot get free of your sin by yourself. But I have good news. I have good news because God loved us so much that he has a way to free us from our sins. And this is what I want to talk about today. I have something here I want to share with you. And these images are going to hopefully make this all come together for you. But as you can see here on the screen, this is how simple Jesus's salvation can be. And I want you guys to understand this because God, there was separation between humans and God back in the garden when we decided to eat from the knowledge of, or the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And that is when sin entered the world. And when sin entered the world, there was a divide between humankind and God that God didn't want. God wanted a way for us to come back. God wanted a way to save us from our sins. And there was no other way for God to do that besides coming down from heaven in flesh. And this is something I want you guys to understand, because when you look at this right here, God came down in flesh as Jesus Christ. And this is where he came down to not only show us how to live a godly life, but he came down to preach. He came down to give us salvation. He came down to give us the good news and to tell us that there is another way besides following our sin. There is another way besides going about it the way we had been doing for so long. And God did this, and Jesus did this, and he preached, and he talked so much that the rulers of the day hated him. So much that the religious leaders of the day hated him. So much that they decided to hang him on a cross and kill him. Little did they know, when Jesus went to the cross, this is where everything happened for us. This is something that a lot of people don't understand, because when Jesus went to the cross, he did not just die on the cross. He actually went to the cross because Jesus could have got out of it. He was God in flesh. Jesus could have done all kinds of different things to get himself out of going to the cross. He prayed and he wanted to get out of going to the cross, but he understood that he had to go to the cross to die for the sins of the world. And this is something that I didn't really understand, but Jesus died not just for the sins of the world, because when you hear sins of the world, you think everybody. No, Jesus died for your sins. Jesus went to the cross for your and my sins. Jesus went to the cross and he died and he put all the sins of the world, all the sins of I've ever committed, you've ever committed, he died on the cross for those sins. And then he went to the tomb. He went to the tomb right here. And when he went to that tomb, he laid dead for 3 days. 3 days he was dead. And then he rose again. And if you go back and you study history and you go back and you look at it, there is so much evidence proving that Jesus rose again, that Jesus was back on this earth after his death, that he resurrected. And this is where the salvation can come from, because there is no need to fear your sins now, because Jesus went to the cross to die for him. He went to the grave and he was resurrected, and he is coming back. Jesus is coming back to save you, to save me. And it's on us to take him into our hearts. It's on us to put our faith into Jesus, because Jesus lived a life. Jesus was God in flesh. He came down to this earth. He died on the cross. He spent 3 days in the tomb. He was risen again. And he said that he will come back to save every single one of us. And now today, you have the option to be saved. Because a lot of people are like, well, is Jesus going to come back in flesh? Jesus is back right here in this Bible. Jesus is back right here. Now, he is going to come back in flesh as well. But today, you can be saved. Today, you can be forgiven for your sins. Today, you can make a decision to follow King Jesus. Because Jesus came down to earth to show us a great way to live life. Jesus came down here to earth to forgive us for our sins, because he knew we couldn't do it ourselves. He knew that it was impossible for us to free ourselves from the sins of this world. And we needed him, and we needed his salvation. And the more you read the Bible and the more you dig into the story of Jesus, you'll understand that he wants you to live a good life. He wants you to live a happy life. He wants you to live a life that is full of abundance. But here's the thing that you have to understand. Jesus and God are not genies. Jesus and God are not here to grant your every wish. Jesus is here so that he can save you from yourself. Save you from your sin, save you from the evil one, and bring you home. I pray that you go grab a Bible. I pray that you read through the New Testament. I pray that you understand the story of Jesus, because Jesus came to save me, and he came to save you. And no matter what you're going through in life, no matter how hard you feel like your life is right now, Jesus is here to save you. Thank you guys so much for watching this today. Please go grab a Bible. Please go read through the New Testament. Go hear the story of Jesus for yourself. Hear the words from his mouth. Guys, if you don't know, the words in red in the Bible, those are Jesus's words. So when you turn the pages and you see all those red words, you're going to see what the living flesh of God said. Please go grab your Bible today. Give that a read. Thank you guys so much.